What does this question at the end mean for you? Like, what is, like,
What's the media? Yeah,
yeah,
what
what does that
media?
mean?
It doesn't. Okay, so the what he's responding to is my owl call, which is my voice prompt. It's
Yeah.
like, you know, what media are you into? What should I say? Oh, like is he talking about art? What
Should be like, I
media?
really love a two-way radio.
Right? Love owls. Oh, I know. Okay, he talks about how his grandma collected owl figures. Oh, that's cool. My grandma collected elephants.
I feel like you should be like, that's
What,
so cool. My grandma's dead.
right? What do you, I'm gonna ask, what do you mean by what media I'm into? Like Instagram? I know it's gonna sound so stupid, but like, what is he talking about?
It's
Oh
possible. I've been living at my apartment for 3 weeks and I don't have electric. I could have sworn that I did, though.
gotta get the Con Ed or whoever does that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, so are we all with our day?
I think so.
Okay, so I'm just probably gonna cut all of that. And hello, listeners. We just had a great conversation that we just cut. And it's about mine and Nikki's dating lives. But TLDR, it's going very well. We're doing very well
Doing great.
physically, mentally, emotionally. Actually, I'm doing pretty well physically. I went to get a eyebrow wax today. And
Ooh.
then I got a pedi, and then I went to the Korean spa, and I got cupping for the first time.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
It was uncomfortable, but I definitely feel great now, and I feel like a badass because I have the marks on my back.
Yeah.
But it was funny. Everybody was like, "Oh my God, like you got good color on your cups." I'm like, I don't know what
What does
that
that
means.
mean?
I don't know. I think it means I have good circulation or something. But
Okay.
yeah. But yeah, and now here we are about to talk about the second to last episode of the season. Under pressure.
A big one.
A huge one. A Sean-centric episode.
We love it.
Under pressure. Pushing
Pushing
down on
down
me.
on me, pushing
Pushing
down.
down on you, no man ask for. Under pressure. Okay, so what should we start with?
Okay. The cold open was so great, in my opinion. Just like we have baby Sean working on a motorcycle, Tracker being his little tutor, and we just start
Know,
with,
that was so cute.
I thought it was so cute, lost my mind. But then we start out with the big guns, the big, like a big mystery. And he's like, Mom wants you to come home. Why is this such a bad thing? Where, like, what's going on? I need to know more. And then he loses his mind. Like, it's just
Yeah.
like a whole thing. So.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't take any notes for this one, but I watched it twice. So, but what is it that he screams at Tracker after? He like screams something.
He does scream something.
Remember
And now
what
I
it
can't
is.
remember.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, he has this test coming up, and who does he ask to tutor him? The one, the only Emma. She goes, "Of course, Sean.
Oh, what a
We'll study
cutie.
after school." And then Liberty is being a little
Oh
like
my God.
really annoying, rubbing it in everyone's face that she's a goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
She's like, "Mr. Simpson, is it true that if I get 92%, then I'll get an A plus in the class?"
This
He's
was just
like,
like a side of Liberty we haven't seen for weeks. And this was
know,
like to new
we don't
heights. Like,
love
I feel like
it.
she's
We
never
don't love
been
that.
this insufferable.
Yeah. Yeah, she's annoying. So, okay, so then Sean takes the test and he. Oh, wait. Okay, so. Sorry, I'm like skipping ahead.
No, you're fine.
So, before he takes the test, he invites Emma over to study and he's like, "Actually, like, can we study somewhere else?" And she's like, "Well, why?" Like, it's okay. He doesn't want her to see his house.
Which, like, it can't be that bad.
No.
And
I'm sure
also,
it's
like, we
fine.
get that you live with your 20-something brother. Like, obviously this house isn't going to be pristine.
Right.
But and also it's not like Emma lives in a mansion. She lives in like it's just a very regular house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So we'll see. I guess not. We'll see. We see
Yeah.
what happens. So there's still. Where do they end up going? Her place?
I think they were at, yeah, they were at Emma's house.
Huh?
I think they were at Emma's house.
Okay. So they go to
Right?
Emma's
Because he was like, I
house.
really don't want to.
Yeah. So they go to Emma's house. They're studying. And then they're jokingly like, what was it he says? Like, he's like, "I'm bad." Or like, "You don't want to mess with me." Like, jokingly, he says something
Yeah.
along those lines. And then Emma is like, 0 to 100. "I know. I know, Sean. I know that you did something."
Was like, okay, wait, but also right before that, when Tracker comes home and he's just like, you've been a really good influence on her, my heart
Oh, I
died.
know.
It was just like
Yeah.
so sweet.
It was sweet. Lovely little moment. Yeah. Okay, so then Sean's upset that like Emma knows what happened and he spills the beans. He's like, "I deafened a guy in Wasaya Beach in one ear."
Okay,
But
so the thing is, like, he trusts her so much. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if anyone else would have asked what was going on, he would have been like, it doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Right.
You
No, he
know?
does trust her. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he trusts her. And so then they finally have the test, and Sean doesn't finish. So he assumes he failed.
So here's my thing about that, because it was bugging me. We have all not finished exams before, and I don't think any one of us has like missed a couple questions at the end and immediately been like, well, I'm done for. You know, like how bad did he think he did on the rest of the questions that he was like, I can't recover from this?
I don't know.
You know,
But
especially because, like, in
also,
Canada, a failing is 50. Like, come on.
oh, is
I
it
believe in
really?
you. Yeah. That's why Spinner says when he, I also learned this from Life with Derek back in the day. But Spinner gets his test back from, I think, Mr. Armstrong, and he goes, 51, passed it.
Oh,
Yeah.
right. Interesting. Oh, yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, I mean, also, like, with those computer tests, it's always hard to tell until you take a few of them. And I feel like it's a new thing for everyone being in media immersion. Like, I
Yeah,
don't
I thought
know.
that was so cute when when Snake comes in, he goes, "Guys, your test's gonna be on the computer."
Yeah. I know. I loved when we had tests on the computer every now and then.
I
Actually,
honestly, I love a Scantron, I'm gonna be honest.
yeah, true.
We like, so at my job, I grade exams. For like you know, for our own like educational programming, and we don't you like I feel like a Scantron printer or like a Scantron scanner is probably expensive, but like I feel like with the amount of exams that I sit with like a paper key with, it would probably behoove them to get one. You know,
Okay, I literally
like
hate. Sorry, I'm
you're
distracted. I need to put my Hinge away.
fine.
I responded to that guy about the owl. They said, "What
Yeah.
do you mean by medium into like Instagram?" He goes, "You know what? Yeah, that seems a big vague." I think he meant a bit vague. I
Yeah.
meant like media as in music, movies, shows, books, games. Anything like that, you know, if that's like a lot to think about at once, you can pick something you love. He said specifically, but he spelled it wrong. No rush. I can't with these people. I
What?
can't with these people. Nobody knows how to speak. Just like, don't be lazy. Spell specifically correctly.
I can't. I don't know.
Okay. Well, okay, Scantrons versus computer tests. I do like a Scantron, I think. Yeah. Prefer a Scantron. 'Cause it's like tangible.
Right, and I
Yeah.
like to like, and I'm sure that they had like they can make notes or whatever, but I like to draw all over my tests, to be frank.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, you know, you take notes or you cross stuff out or, you know, star and like go back to a question that you had a hard time on. Maybe that's why he didn't finish because like maybe there wasn't a way to move forward and to skip a question and then go back to it.
Yeah.
So maybe he just like had to think really hard about the I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Okay, so Sean thinks he failed.
And then
And
he gets so mean.
he gets so mean. Oh my God.
So mean.
I mean, everybody gets a little mean when they think they failed a test, but not that mean. And can you explain to me why Jimmy and Sean have this beef?
I literally cannot. Like, I don't know.
Okay, I'm
I
gonna
don't know.
look it up.
Like, I don't know because, like, Sean came back, right? And he was like a year behind. And then, like, back in like the pilot, it seemed like Jimmy was all over his ass. And then he was like
Yeah.
salty when they, like, when he was on the basketball team. And then you remember in this episode, he said, because you faked an injury, bro, you were fucking on speed and you slammed into him. Like,
Right.
I don't know. It was just like so much. And Jimmy is in the wrong. I literally always think Jimmy is in the wrong. Okay, maybe not always, but a lot of time, I think that he's in the wrong.
Okay, so thank you for to Degrassi Wiki. In season one, in Eye of the Beholder, Jimmy is unintentionally rude to Sean, who's repeating the seventh grade. School dance, Jimmy attempts to invite Sean to the eighth graders only after party, which angers Sean and attempted to beat him up until Emma asked to dance with him, saving both Jimmy and Sean. Wait, did that already happen? Oh, I guess so. Yeah. Okay. Basketball Diaries, Sean joins the basketball team and Jimmy's jealous. He grows afraid of being cut from the team over Sean, takes drastic measures to look better than him. And that's when he takes the Ritalin, and then he fouls Sean on purpose and gets cut from the team.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
so I
this
guess, yeah.
all bad.
All bad, not good. And then we know something's gonna happen later that makes it so Jimmy doesn't like Sean even more. He has even more of a reason not to like him.
It's
You know what I'm talking about?
boys. How far ahead am I with thinking?
It's like next episode, I believe.
I don't
Ashley throws a
know.
party.
Okay, I actually don't remember that at all.
Should I say it, or should it you
No,
should it be a
leave it. Like,
surprise?
I want it to be a surprise. I
Okay, okay,
also
okay.
don't. Okay, so like I am very like acutely aware of the Ashley transformation of next season, but I have no idea what triggers it. So.
Oh, well, no, I won't say anything.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't think anything is gonna make me like Ashley ever
No.
So
Just tell me how I could be all that you ask of me. Okay. So then we have the conflict between Jimmy and Sean, and for whatever reason, they're like, let's take it outside. Like, you want to fight? Yeah, let's fight. So they fight and take it outside off of school premises so nobody can get in trouble. And Sean pushes Emma.
uncalled for.
Yeah.
Here's what I do appreciate though. Like, I don't appreciate anything about his behavior beforehand because, first of all, he was like very mean and very dismissive of Emma, and I do not stand for that. Emma is smarter and cooler and more logical than you, almost to a
Yeah.
fault. But I do appreciate that as soon as he did, I don't even like that he like got so heated that he didn't even realize what he was doing, but I appreciate that once it happened, he freaked out, he walked away, and he
Right,
was
right, right.
like mortified.
Yeah.
And also good on Emma for like going, like
Yeah.
leaving. 'Cause like she obviously really likes this guy, so I feel like it would have been really easy for her to like write off his behavior. And I think like I'm very proud of her for recognizing that that was not a good thing to do and for leaving.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I knew what happened in this episode, and yet I was still like, my heart was pounding and I was like beside myself when it happened.
Yeah.
Like it's like
And
I'd never seen it before.
I don't think this is the only time Sean pushes Emma, though, because it wasn't, isn't there a time, I want to say like season three, that he pushes her again, and unless I'm misremembering, Sean
I
pushes.
feel like she and Sean get into it when everything with Jay and the ravine happens.
But there's something with when Emma's dating that other guy. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
The one guy who's there for like season three only and then disappears.
Season three. Let's see. Sean, Emma, under pressure. Season one, season two. That's all season one. Okay. Season two. That's when their love affair blossoms and they kiss at the wedding, and we have the amazing White Wedding part one and two. And then season three, they're getting even more hot and heavy. And they're together. But yeah, wait, okay. Chris was his name. Remember Chris?
Sure. I remember him, but I didn't remember his name. And I like remember that one scene with her in the club with him when she's ba when he's like teaching her how to like feel music.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
That has like stuck with me forever for like reasons unknown.
Chris and Emma Degrassi. Let's see. Yeah, you feel boom, 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 right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like I'm preemptively stressed and excited for the next three seasons because I feel like an absolute whirlwind.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
Yeah,
and I
it's
remember
a
season
lot.
five starts off with a bang, but I don't remember it being that particularly tumultuous.
I don't know. We'll see.
Right? Yeah. But also, back to this episode and the
Yeah.
fight itself, if you can
Yes.
believe it, Ashley Kerwin had some like words of wisdom.
She
And the
did.
words of wisdom were basically, don't fucking fight him, you dumb boy.
Right?
And I was like, yes, Ashley, you are correct.
She
Like,
is
they're just so
correct.
stupid. Like, explain to me how women and girls are the like irrational ones when this whole episode exists.
I
Explain it to
know.
me. Like, I'm stupid. Like, so
Yep.
yeah.
Okay, and then anything
So then
else
Sean
you're.
ends up passing the exam and like doing really well.
Right. And then and he goes up to Emma and he's like, "Emma, you were right. Like I passed. I did really well. Like I'm so sorry about like pushing you." And she's like, "So am I." And they're
Ice
done.
Queen, I love it. Also, Manny being once again the most loyal hoe, like when he comes up to her, Manny just like turns around and glares at him and then struts away. Amazing.
Manny is ultimate friendship goals in
Oh,
season
a
one.
100%.
Yeah. So then the other plot is Spinner doesn't want to take the test and he gets himself sick so that he could avoid the test, but he still ends up having to take the test anyway.
Yeah. I lost it when they walked in, like when they're going to class and Paige like Spinner, you have to hurry up. Like you know that Mr. Radich is a fascist. I lost it. And then when they like stop and then immediately back out, because Miss Kwan is back.
Yeah.
like in significantly higher spirits, but still has like beef with a 13-year-old. I guess it's the end of the year. He's likely 14.
Well, I did appreciate that she was honest with him because she was like, look, Spinner, you're not a dumb guy. You just don't try. You like never apply yourself.
Right.
He's
And to
like,
that, I say though, like, yes, he's on Ritalin. And for her to be like, well, then you have no excuse. Like, that's actually not necessarily true. Just because he's on Ritalin doesn't mean that, like, his dosing is still effective or that Ritalin is an effective medication for him. So, like, Mr. Raddatz and then Ms. Kwan need to stop acting like this is, like, a cure-all for everything, Spinner. Like, it's
right.
significantly more complicated than that. And I think they're being really mean and dismissive and also very cavalier about this conversation.
Yeah.
Like why is everyone just talking about Spinner's medication just like out in the open all the time in front of people, like HIPAA violations left, right, and center?
Yeah. And then, one of my favorite scenes, Spinner goes to the nurse.
Yeah. I
And
was watching. Okay, I just like to set the scene for you. So like I just moved in my new apartment, right? And I'm getting new floors because my carpeting is gross. So I don't have a lot of furniture yet, and my living room television is sitting on the floor, and I was like lying on the floor 1 inch away from this television screen, as though I was like an 8-year-old and it was a new Disney Channel original movie. Like I was in it, and like just everything that Spinner did had me fucking rolling. And then he's at the nurse's office, and the nurse brings out the big
rectal.
thermometer with the Vaseline and is like, let's get it going. I
Yep.
lost it.
Me
Could not
too.
be contained.
Me too.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, nothing really happens with that anyway.
I just think I also just thought it was so funny though, like when he before he was trying to go to the nurse, how he was just running back and forth up and down the hallway.
Know.
Yeah. Okay, I have a note in here that says Miss Kwan is both really nice and very judgy, and I don't remember what that is in reference to, but I feel like that adequately sums up her role in this episode.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. She just like she seems like a lot better with her like re the husband situation, but was still just like Spinner. You need to just be better.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what to do with her.
Well, I think she's just like over his shenanigans.
Which I get,
Yeah.
but also like
She's just like, take the damn test.
it's a whole thing.
Anything else before we go to favorite character quotes and moral of the episode?
Okay, so I do have my fashion commentary corner, which is like honestly
Oh,
how I've created this section of the podcast for myself is beyond me because I don't consider myself to be the epitome of fashion.
yeah. I love
But
it.
I do have one more note about so many turtlenecks. There,
Oh,
do,
yeah.
does the costume department know that there are, in fact, other shirts that you can put on people? We don't, people are allowed to have necks. It's okay.
I know. They're trying to remind us that it's cold out in Canada.
I mean, I'm aware, but like, come on. Also, why was everyone wearing blue? Like, just
Ooh.
like varying shades of blue. And I'm sure if this was like a college course, they'd be like, write a 500 page or 500 word thingy analysis on why you think everyone's wearing blue. But I don't know. I
Maybe it's
also,
for school pride.
yeah, right? Nothing says school pride like finals week.
Blue and yellow.
I continue to be confused by Spinner's earring situation. I just don't really think I'll ever get over it. He's just such a small boy with so many earrings.
Yeah.
and then also, I thought Snake was being a little weird with Sean. What, like, I don't know. Like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was like clearly actively agitated about like everything that's happening. And he was like and I think this may have been when he was saying, like, well, obviously I failed it because I didn't finish. And Snake was like, well, I guess we'll just find out then. Like, my guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's been like hyper compassionate throughout the entire season, but like for this plot point, he's just like, well, this child doesn't deserve any of my sympathies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird.
Well,
And
maybe
then
he's just, he can't be like, I'm sure you did great. Because, like, what if he didn't do great? Then
but
Sean would be mad at
I know, but
Snake.
I feel like even just something as much as like, you know what, you did the
You
best
did
that
the
you
best you
could
could,
with the
yeah.
resources that you had, and you know, instead of just being like, yeah, well, I guess we'll find out then. Like, I feel like it was like very dismissive.
Right.
And just like even something like, I know that this year has been hard for you, but you know what? We'll get through it together. Like just like something that's like a little more snake-like than that.
Yeah.
And then my final note on it is Daniel Clark is so cute, I want to throw up. So
I know. Same. Okay, thank you for your fashion, commentary.
my
I,
teacher commentary.
yeah, I love it. Okay, so I have a favorite character end quote. Obviously, character goes to Sean Cameron, but
Obviously.
second favorite character, Nurse Henderson.
Yeah.
For his entire exchange with Spinner. Including when he takes the rectal thermometer out and he goes, well, there's one tried and true method, foolproof. Gavin goes, what are you doing? I don't want that
I'm
gunk in
not
my
putting that
mouth.
in my mouth.
Yeah. Then Nurse Henderson goes, not going in your mouth.
And he, that boy, zooms
Ran out of
out of that,
there.
like left a cloud of dust in his wake.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay, what's your quote and character?
Well, obviously my favorite character is Sean. Be
Sean.
like, first of all, I think Daniel Clark gave the performance of his young life in this
Oh,
episode. Like,
so good.
he like I it was just so it was so fantastic. And I just like he and it wasn't even like he was like carrying like a full like what like he wasn't like he was carrying feature film on his back, but he just like he took this character and he was like, I'm gonna give him depth. Like, so good. Props to
So
you,
good.
Dale Clark. So yeah, that was great. Obviously honorable mention to the Spinner for once again bringing the strongest comedic performance of any cast member that has ever been or will ever be on this show. I do. Okay, so in like a weird like post-pandemic vibes, at the end of the episode when Spinner starts sneezing and Terry is like, that's how my flu started, and then Paige looks at him and goes, we'll see you when you like are less contagious. I just like it triggered me. I was like, he needs to go home immediately. Everyone now needs to go get tested for the flu. So yeah, I don't know, that made me laugh because I still can't get a read really on the Paige Spinner situation.
Well, we know they do become a thing.
But like, what is it right now? You know?
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing? Okay. I'm still, but I'm
It's.
still, because of the visceral reaction that I received from that quote, I'm gonna keep that as my quote of the episode. The we'll see
My
you when
quote?
you're left. Yeah.
Wait, what?
The we'll see you when you're less contagious. I'm
We'll
keeping
see
that
you when you're
because
less contagious.
it scared me. Okay. And what do you think the
Moral of
moral
the
of the
episode.
episode? Yeah.
Moral of the episode is you need positive outlets for your anger. You cannot take things out on the people you love the most because that will scare them away. I think Sean needs to join a boxing gym or join the track team or, well, he's on basketball. I don't know. He needs to do something to get his anger out in a positive, productive manner. Because he has too much rage inside of him for the
Yeah.
past that he needs to let go of.
I think he needs an actual therapist instead of just a social worker. Because you know he yelled
I
at Foster.
agree. Yeah, I think that too. Yeah.
But I don't know, it's 2002. I don't really know what our resources are for him. But you are correct. The way that he was acting with Emma is inappropriate and not how we deal with our emotions. So everyone keep that in mind. Don't hurt you. Like, I don't care how much rage you have inside of you. Don't take it out on people in your life. Deal with
Right,
it.
especially Emma.
Especially Emma. And also, even Jimmy doesn't really deserve to be the product of your rage.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yours, like, I think really nailed it. I think maybe the other thing I would say for the spinner side of this is like you can't outrun your responsibilities. You are gonna have to deal with them.
Right.
So
Yeah.
we're finishing up this season. I mean, I know we're not done yet, but we're finishing up the season with like heavy
No, we only have
stuff.
one more
I
episode. Look at us go.
know. Should we throw a party for ourselves?
Sure. Virtual Zoom party. Okay, so
Both
I'm
of us
looking.
did it.
Look at well, we're not done yet.
But
All
I mean,
right,
but we.
listeners.
We
Listeners, next week we're gonna come back with Jagged Little Pill season one episode 15. And we're gonna have a virtual party. Wear blue and yellow and bring whatever you'd like to partake in, whether that would be alcohol or a non-alcoholic beverage, or if you want to smoke or take a little edible, whatever you want. How does that sound, Nikki?
Amazing.
Okay,
Couldn't
great.
have said it better myself.
Fabulous. Oh, INBD
Everyone
doesn't have
imbibe in
the
however you think is appropriate. We should make themed beverages. I'll look into it.
Is there a beverage based off of a pill?
What if, wait, okay, so this episode is called Jagged Little Pill. What if
Yeah.
there's like an Alanis Morissette themed cocktail?
Ooh. I get so annoyed at some of the titles of these episodes because most of them are 80s song references.
But Jagged Little Pill is like
Early
later than that.
2000s or
Yeah,
like
I was gonna
late
say
90s.
98, but I wasn't sure.
That sounds right. But I guess because it's from Canada. Or, ooh, maybe they're all Canadian artists.
Oh, that
We're
would
gonna have to look
probably.
into that.
Because I thought it was, like, maybe the first season was like Canadian artists, but like later on it goes into 80s stuff because I thought it was like firmly 80s.
I thought so too. Okay, so I have the blurb. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Season 1, episode 15, Jagged Little Pill. Ashley wants to let go of her worries. So, sorry, it's like not English. So I'm going to find a different. Oh, I hate this picture that's on the episode guide. You'll know why. Okay. All right. So, no, this one's too long. Okay, I'm just gonna say this one and try to make it make sense. Ashley wants to let go of her worries, so she throws an end of year sleepover that becomes a raucous party. JT brings an ecstasy pill for Toby, Sean, and himself.
What
But Ash,
combo?
yeah, but Ashley takes it all herself, and things start to take a turn for the worse. Yeah, so good.
Okay, but also, how would this one split one ecstasy pill?
Well, it's a good thing Ashley took it
Like, were they just like supposed to lick it like a lollipop until like all disappeared?
I
Like, I
think
just
they
like
were
don't.
gonna cut it in half or cut it into three. I think they did cut, I don't know. But you can't split an ecstasy pill among three people
No.
unless the dosage is that high. But where are you getting ecstasy pills in seventh grade,
In seventh
anyway?
grade, honestly, it's probably like, let's be honest, it's probably an aspirin.
Right? Well, Ashley takes it. And it's definitely not an aspirin.
I like don't even know. Like
Don't remember? It's a really
I know, I'm just like
episode.
I am, I continue to be confused. Like maybe people are just like more innovative than we were.
About splitting the pills?
No, about getting drugs.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe because it's like grade 7 to 12, JT like could ask an older,
Who's
I
gonna
don't
do it?
know.
Like, like, 17-year-old is like, yeah, let me give this 13-year-old pills.
Ecstasy. I don't know.
Don't know. You know what?
Anything
Some things
else?
are just, some things are just not meant for us to know the answers to.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have known what to do with ecstasy. I mean, I don't know what to do with it now, let alone when I was in seventh grade. So
Yeah.
I'm good.
So, yeah, besides my confusion surrounding any and all things ecstasy, I don't know. I think I'm excited for the season finale. It's our first ever season finale. I'm so thrilled to move on to season two because big shit
Big,
everywhere.
big
Some
shit
fresh
happened.
faces.
Fresh faces. Who do we get? We get Craig. You know,
Ellie.
we'll talk about it next episode. Next
Yeah.
episode, we'll do our season one
Recap.
finale and recap and what we are looking forward to in the next season.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. I think next season we're gonna start being able to record some money makers, if you know what I mean. I think we're at like 42 now. We need 50.
Wow, I'm really
Yeah.
proud of us.
I know, look at us go.
Yeah.
It's all about slow and steady. Slow and steady wins the race.
It does.